word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to begin in Numbers chapter 23. At least we're going to start there, and then we're going to be in a couple of other places like Psalm 139, and hopefully we'll get to Romans 8:35 today. So we're going to look at a number of different scriptures talking about some things you cannot lose. And I would encourage you that if you're able to go and find your Bible and follow along with us in the scripture. I know that you may be driving or may be in a situation where you can't do that, but if you can, go find your Bible and join with us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. You'll find a number of things there at the website, and especially soon, you're going to be seeing a link where you can purchase the book, Consider His Word. Now, I know that many people are already thinking about Christmas. Thanksgiving's not even quite here yet, and already people's got Christmas on their mind, and I have a great idea for you. The book I wrote called Consider His Word is a daily devotional. It will take you through the Bible in a year. There is also then a devotional for each day. There's also a journal written right in the book where you can write your own thoughts, your own prayer requests, your own praises, your own things that you want to think about and perhaps remember. And the book would be a great gift. The book is going to be $20. That includes the postage for a gift to this ministry. Now, for now, if you'd like to go ahead and get the book right away, you can email me at pastor@bigcypress.us. Again, that's pastor@bigcypress.us. If you'll send me an email, I'll tell you how you can purchase the book through PayPal or by check or however you want to do that. And so go check that out. Consider His Word. By the way, it's also available at Amazon.com and available at several other book sites on the internet. So go check that out. Soon we'll have it available for you at our website, www.considerhisword.org. This will make a great Christmas gift. Don't you hate to lose things? You know, I hate it when I lose something, especially, you know, when you lose your car keys and you go through the house and you're digging in the cushions and you're looking under the bed and you just can't find those car keys anywhere. Now, they make devices that you can locate your keys, and I think those are great things. One of the things that I really get frustrated is when I lose my pocket knife. I carry a pocket knife all the time. Man, when I lose that pocket knife, it just absolutely drives me crazy. I look and I look and I look and I look everywhere until I find that knife. And I've got others, but the one I carry is one that I especially like, one that I especially hold to. I've probably had this knife for 5 or 6 years now because I lost the last one. So I hate it when I lose things. You know, and the Bible talks about lost things in Luke chapter 15, there's a great chapter there in chapter 16 about the lost sheep, the one sheep that was lost, and the shepherd went out and found it. And then there's the story of the lost coin, and of course then that great account of the lost son, the prodigal son, things that were lost. But there are some things that God has promised us that we can never lose. And those are the things I want to talk about for a few minutes today. Some things that you cannot lose. All through the Bible are many promises of God. And he has promised us some things that we cannot lose. You know, he said this about his promises in Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. He said, God is not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God keeps his promises. And I know that often we make promises and we intend to keep them. How many times have you promised things to your kids? And then for whatever reason, the circumstances came up or something happened, and you just could not keep that promise. Kind of turns your stomach a little bit, and it hurts in your heart, and you get a little frustrated. Because, you know, man cannot always keep his promises, but God can. God is almighty. God can do anything. And when he makes a promise, he will keep it. And you read through the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, you'll find many promises. And some of these things, I believe, are some things that we can never lose. The first one, I believe, is the presence of God. And Joshua was getting ready to go over into the promised land. You know, Moses had died, and now God had called up Joshua, and God gave him the promise of his presence. God told him that he would be with him. I love this passage of scripture. We're going to look at Joshua chapter 1 for just a minute, and then we're going to go over to the Psalms. In Joshua chapter 1, Joshua was Moses' helper for a long time. And Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land. And when God had taken his life and let him see the promised land, but he wasn't able to go in, then God talked to Joshua. And he said this to him. I'm going to read quite a bit here. So I want you to follow along if you can. I'm in Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The Bible says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I have said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." You cannot lose the presence of God. God is omnipresent. And I know that many times, and especially here, we see it, people who try to run from God, and they'll run off to another reservation, or they'll run off to another state, and they're actually trying to run away from God. And you cannot do it, because it doesn't matter where you run. Listen, when you get there, you'll find that God is already there. And God made this promise to Joshua. So many promises in this passage of scripture, but he told him twice. He said once, "As I was with Moses, I will be with thee." And then he told him again in verse 9 that wherever you go, I will be there. Be strong. And by the presence of God, we can be strong. We can know that he is there and that he will help us. We cannot lose the presence of God. Another great passage of scripture. How can I skip this up? In Psalm 139, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Psalm 139, this was a time when David was trying to run away. He was running from Saul. And he would run down to the Philistines, and he would run into the hills and the valleys, and he was just trying to get away from Saul. And he finally came to this conclusion. We're going over to Psalm 139 now. I want to begin reading in verse 7. He said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee." David found that there was nowhere he could go. You know, occasionally we find people out here in the Everglades that escape out here to one of our campgrounds, or maybe they just try to find a place where they can hide out. And many times they're trying to hide from God, and they cannot do it. Neither can you. You cannot lose the presence of God. And no matter what you go through, and I know sometimes it seems that God is far away, but we have this promise, just like he promised to Joshua, "I will not leave thee. I will be with you." And whatever you go through, wherever you are, you cannot run away from God. He will be there, and he'll be there for you. Whether you think that this might solve a problem, it won't. God will be there. And so your best course is just simply to meet God. Receive his presence, and receive his grace, and receive his mercy. Listen, you cannot lose the presence of God. We're going to talk about some more, but our time is gone for today. We hope you'll join us again next week when once again we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.